Hi, I'm Reverend Billy, and I'm from the Church of Stop Shopping, Stop Wall Street. I'm here at Liberty Square with Brother Tim and thousands of other people crowded into this little, that's the only place we could find. I guess they had some sort of legal reason that the police had to let us stay here, and I'm glad that we found a place because this is paradise. We have our First Amendment freedoms here, the freedoms of speech and worship and press and peaceable gathering and protest. And we're starting our culture over, we're starting our democracy over. People meeting in intense circles and looking into each other's eyes. We really have to occupy Wall Street. We have to, with our bodies and our souls, just struggle this monster to the ground. There are 65 other cities and towns where, in the United States, not to mention other countries, where this is happening, the occupation movement is worldwide. The first thing is to commit with your body and soul. Go to where the occupation events are. It can't be done on the internet. The era of the online petition is over. We're entering a new phase. The people in Montreal, but the people here, the people everywhere, need to stand up, get away from their computers, need to interrupt their living that has been traditional for them, and come down and join the occupation, wherever that might be in their community. And if there isn't one, start one yourself. This is the moment when we can no longer do it through the media. We can't do it through online petitions. We use the media, like I'm using the media right now, to invite people to come down into public space and be together. Right. Other than that, you know, media is for information, but we have to be here body and soul. We have to be here physically. This is looking into each other's eyes physically. It's flesh, not pixels. And that's when it becomes much more dangerous. It seems to me that Wall Street can put up with miles and miles and hundreds of thousands of online petitions. But our experience is that what they had to do when a group of us took this square, they had to surround us with police. They had to surround us with police, and JP Morgan Chase gave the local police department $4.6 million. This is when they're challenged. Filling up public space with ourselves. And then what comes from that? Songs, dancing, legislation, ideas, marriages. Amen. Revoluya, people, revoluya!
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tim.